The spookiest part is going to the graveyard where I was buried in the past life and finding the gravestone. I did go with my past life daughter. Amanda has the same name as her mother. They're both Amandas. So I went out with a past life daughter, Amanda, and a friend of hers, and we looked in the graveyard. We found her mother's grave marker. And there was this mysterious shadow over the grave marker, like almost bisecting it. And I looked in the sky, and I didn't see anything that could have made that shadow. There were no buildings. There were no trees that could have cast it. It was just there. And that was scary. And, of course, I took it anyway. And then when I got home, it was okay. I could see the writing on the marker, even though there was a shadow. It didn't really obscure it. So then I thought, oh, good, I have a good souvenir. I have my grave marker with my name on it. And my sister, who is an amateur photographer, said, why don't you put that on the cover of your book? So I did on my first book, Shadows on My Mind. I didn't want to put the actual picture on there because I want to protect the privacy of the family.
We're talking with Marie Gates, a psychologist, a professor, author, and reincarnated.
And my past life daughter is still living. She's 91 years old. I correspond with her. I just talked to her recently.
Now, does she know who you are then?
Well, I told her. Yes, yeah. I told her. Uh-huh. But she has never said if she believes me or not. But we don't assume all the characteristics of one past life. We take from several past lives our different characteristics to make our personalities the way they are. So it may be that she might see a little of her mother in me, but maybe not enough to recognize me as her mother. That's what I'm thinking. She's never told me that, but that's what I'm thinking. I brought in these other characteristics from other incarnations, like the arrogance of Jacob Gruber, and also his frugality. I mean, he was a very saving person, and so am I. And other characteristics from other past lives as well to make me the way I am, and I'm unique.